transfigured on the mount, O Christ our God.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Be Transfigured, where we invite you to live a new life in Christ. We pray that this episode is a blessing to you and will inspire you to rededicate your life to Jesus Christ. We invite you to join us for worship or study at the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida, where visitors are always welcome. We'll be back in a few moments to share some more information about our ministry.
My brothers and sisters, this week as I was watching the news, I tell you, I began to cry because it doesn't matter what channel I was watching, whether it was the earthquake that just demolished Haiti, the hurricane that's coming to New England. You can't turn the TV on and not watch about the war in Afghanistan. And every day, we continue to get bombarded by the waves of the coronavirus. And I must admit that I'm not going to say lose faith, but I'm going to say I forgot that everything is going to work out. Because God is on our side. And sometimes we forget that. Sometimes we pay so much attention to everything going on around us that we forget that God is right in front of us. This is exactly what happened in this morning's gospel. We are very fortunate in our cathedral because we have a constant reminder of this story in that beautiful stained glass window that we get to look at every day. We see this story and we see what happens when we lose focus of Christ. We begin to sink and be overcome by all of the struggles of life. It was a very basic problem in the story. They were in the middle of the sea. The storm came. It says the waves were tossing the boat back and forth. Christ comes and appears, and he's walking on the water in the middle of the night, and they're terrified because of the storm, and they don't recognize him at first. They think it's a ghost. It says they were screaming for fear. And Christ said, "Be of good cheer. It is I. Do not be afraid." And Peter said, "If it's you, Lord, let me come out to you on the water." And for those of you who have come to me for Holy Confession, I remind a lot of people of this particular story in the Scriptures, especially when life is pounding down on us like the storm. "Peter, come," Christ says. And he's walking on the water. Now that would be a miracle enough on a calm day. But this was in the middle of the storm. Waves beating him one side after the other. And yet, he's simply walking out onto the water to Christ. Until he takes his eyes off of Christ. And he's looking around. "I'm going to die. Tapathano. Look at this storm," he says. And he begins to sink. Thank God that Peter was not a faithless man. He knew Christ was available to help him. We know that Christ is ready to help us. But remember what happens in the story. Christ is waiting there for Peter while Peter is sinking. Christ doesn't just go and pull him out of the water. He waits for Peter to realize what he had forgotten. And Peter calls out, "Kyrie eleison," and "Lord, save me." And then Christ pulls him out of the water. You see, my brothers and sisters, God is waiting to rescue us. But he's waiting for us to recognize that he's right there waiting. He's waiting for us to keep our eyes and focus them on him rather than the storms of life. Other than the anxiety of watching the news, most of us, unless we have family in the military, most of us are not immediately affected by the war in Afghanistan. A few of us have family in New York, and so we're worried about the hurricane that's coming. But all of us daily are bombarded with news about the coronavirus. This person says this, this person says this, this reporter says this, this reporter says this, this politician says this, this doctor says that. We're bombarded with all of this information, and if we are not careful, we're going to be just like Peter, and we're going to begin to sink in our panic and in our worries. If we can keep focused on God, I promise you, and I'm not even a doctor, I promise you the coronavirus is going to pass. Every illness passes eventually. So why allow ourselves to lose that peace? Why allow ourselves to be consumed with anxiety? Because we have forgotten Christ. We say we believe, but we do not live as if we believe. And please understand, I am not giving any medical advice. I am not a doctor. But I can tell you this for absolute certainty. Whether we live or whether we die, God is there for us. And it's about time we start living like we care more about God than our own comfort level. There's no reason to panic about a disease. Yes, we should take precautions. Yes, we should be careful. Yes, people unfortunately are dying from this disease. Those are all true statements. None of them eliminate the fact that God is right in front of us, waiting to hold our hand if only we call out to him. Then we will have peace. Whether we wear a mask, don't wear a mask, the mask is not going to give us peace. God is going to give us peace. And believe me when I tell you, he can give us peace with the mask. He can give us peace without the mask. Because it's not about the mask. It's about our faith. Because the other part of the story that we have to remember, when Christ pulls Peter out of the water, what happens to the storm? The storm is still raging. The storm doesn't stop just because Christ pulled Peter out of the water. Our storms of life, my brothers and sisters, will not stop on the earth, whether they are physical storms, spiritual storms, emotional storms, relationship storms, business storms, political storms. One will end today and another one will start tomorrow. But we control our peace when we keep our eyes focused on God. This, my brothers and sisters, is why I wrote to you in the bulletin today the importance of coming to church on a regular basis to pray. We have a unique blessing here in Tarpon Springs. Our church is open every day. We have services, at least one service, every day. Not because there's some holiday going on, but because we know that we need to come and spend time with God. And in this cathedral, on the holy altar table, at all times, is the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so any day of the week, if you find yourself having a difficult day or a difficult moment, come to the church. Come in and gaze your eyes on God. And I guarantee that you will find peace. A peace enough and strength to go back out that door and handle whatever storm is coming your way. Because you'll have Christ holding your hand. That is the wonderful opportunity that this morning's gospel has to remind us, especially this particular week with so many things seeming to come upon us in our world. And remember, every time you come into this church, you can look at that window and you can remember that Christ is there waiting to pull you up and to lift us up and to help us endure the storms of life. Kalidinami, good strength. Que kalisihia, good peace and stillness, and that all comes from God. Glory to God for all things.
As far as they could bear it.
Be Transfigured is a production of Be Transfigured Ministries in cooperation with the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida. We depend upon your generosity to maintain our ministry. You can make a safe online donation when you visit our website, liveanewlifeinchrist.org.